The gondolier, in his red and white striped T-shirt, stands tall as he meticulously steers the boat around a tight corner. Above, lines of laundry hang zigzagging from one apartment to the next.
Gondola, gondola! Diamo la gondola! Signori, diamo la gondola, gondoli!
He ducks his head down just in time as the boat passes under the footbridge, packed with tourists snapping pictures. This World Heritage City on water is an extraordinary sight to see, densely populated with no cars, only canals and bridges. And to get around, there are just two ways, by boat or on foot. But when the warning signs are activated, locals like shop owner Angela know that everything's about to get very, very wet.
If the tide is very high, it can get in here too. The only thing to do is to wait for it to pass and then clean it all up. But here we're well prepared. We place things on shelves higher away from the floor.
It's called the Acqua Alta phenomena, the high tides from the Adriatic Sea that periodically flood Venice. The siren gives enough warning for locals to prepare alternative routes or duck home to fetch some rubber boots. 110 centimetres is the tipping point that prompts the alarm. That's when the paratia, the steel barriers designed to keep the water out of the front door of homes and shops, are really put to the test. At 1 metre 40, more than half the city gets flooded. Pedestrians are forced to detour low-lying areas like Piazza San Marco or use elevated platforms set up around the city. For gondoliers like Adamo, the seasonal occurrence is bad for business.
For sure, it's a problem. We can't pass under the lower bridges, for example. All the traffic is concentrated in the Grand Canal because none of the other transport means can go under those bridges. As a consequence, most of the time when Acqua Alta comes, we don't work, also because it arrives with bad weather. So many factors make it better to avoid going out on gondolas.
The Acqua Alta occurs seasonally during winter months, but now tidal episodes are also occurring at other times of the year. As Sergio Castellari, a climate scientist at the Euro-Mediterranean Centre for Climate Change, says, climate change is playing a part as the coastal city faces rising tides and frequent storm surges.
In the last century, more or less, all over the global ocean, the sea level has been rising about 20 centimetres. On the North Adriatic Sea, all kinds of regional models are showing an increasing frequency of storms, which actually add to the risk for the north coast of the Adriatic Sea.
But it's not just the problem of climate change that makes Venice so vulnerable to rising tides. Ground levels are also sinking, he says.
Actually, what is more important for the city of Venice is the relative sea level. So how high is the sea level compared to the coastline? Because subsidence is pushing the coastline down, the sea level is relatively higher, making the North Adriatic area especially vulnerable.
In the last century, Venice has sunk 23 centimetres from subsidence and sea level rise. But while Venice slowly slips underwater, a €5.4 billion project is underway to save the Renaissance city from inundation. It's called the MOES project. Inspired by similar systems in London and Rotterdam, the ambitious project plans to create a flood barrier to control the flow of water from the Adriatic Sea into the Venetian lagoon. Hermes Redi, director of the Consorzio Venezia Nuova, the group responsible for the MOES project, explains.
While we can shore up the city's resilience as much as possible, in the end what we need is to close the doors to the high waters by means of the Morsa, which is a series of gates placed at the entrances of the lagoon.
These gates, attached to concrete foundations in the lagoon, will open and close separately.
The idea is to improve the resilience of the ecosystem and the town up to 1.10 metres. So we're able to protect the city by means of local intervention and morphological intervention in the lagoon up to 1.10 metres. After this, the barriers will be in place.
The same project was first proposed in 1998, following the catastrophic flood of 1966, when Venice was submerged by almost 2 metres of water. But the lack of financing and political agreement, as well as environmental opposition, meant the project took decades to come to fruition. And since construction began in 2003, the MOES project has faced significant setbacks. Dozens of people were arrested following allegations of corruption and bribery, including the then president of the Consorzio, Giovanni Mazzacurati, and the mayor of Venice. Despite repeated delays, the new deadline for the launch of Italy's biggest post-war civil engineering project is now 2018. Once complete, it will cost about 40 million euros per year to keep the flood barrier in operation, says project leader Hermes Redi.
The price people are paying in Rotterdam and in the Netherlands is roughly the same. It is quite a large sum of money, but not such a burden as some people are saying. It's less than 1% of the total cost of the project, which is quite a low figure.
But Luigi Dal Paus, a professor at the Environmental and Construction Civil Engineering Department of the University of Padua, questions whether the MOES project will succeed in the long run. Sea levels are expected to rise, acqua alta events will become more frequent, he says, and the lagoon will end up closed off from the sea for parts of the year.
If we assume, optimistically, a sea level rise of just 30 to 40 centimetres during the high tide season in autumn and winter, these barriers will need to be raised nearly every day. But this does not seem to have been considered in this project. So the risk is that in 100 years' time, we won't have a Venetian harbour anymore.
Venetians are fed up after decades spent waiting for a project to save the lagoon. But as they prepare for the next Acqua Alta, locals remain divided over the MOES barrier.
Yes, it's a big investment. Let's see the results then.
The MOES is like a religion. You either have faith or not. So it's 50-50. I hope it'll work because it just has to.
Let bygones be bygones. Because apart from all the other problems, you know, fighting against nature, well, we don't expect anything. We'll just keep on wearing our rubber boots.